Good morning, it's 6:19 with sports news. I'm Jesse King. The U.S. Olympic team has found more gold in the pool. Caleb Dressel has claimed the first individual gold medal of his career by holding off the defending champion, Australia's Kyle Chalmers, in the 100-meter freestyle. Dressel closed with a furious sprint to the wall and posted a time of 47.02 seconds, an Olympic record. American Bobby Fink also won the debut of the men's 800-meter freestyle, and China surprised Australia and the U.S. with a gold-winning, record-breaking performance in the women's 4x200-meter freestyle relay, with a time of 7 minutes, 40.33 seconds. In men's beach volleyball, Americans Phil Dahlhauser and Nick Lucena beat Julian Assad and Nicolas Capogrosso of Argentina 21-19, 18-21, 15-6 to improve to 2-1 in the round robin. And American world champion pole vaulter Sam Kendricks will miss the games after testing positive for COVID-19. Kendricks was a strong contender for gold in Tokyo. The IOC says 198 people tied to the Olympics have tested positive since July 1st, but only two required hospital treatment. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Red Sox and Blue Jays split a doubleheader, with Toronto taking Game 1 4-1 and Boston winning the nightcap 4-1. The Yankees overcame the Rays in 10 innings 3-1, the Mets nipped the Braves 2-1, and the Astros pounded the Mariners 11-4. The Phillies and Nationals were postponed after three Nationals players and eight staffers tested positive for COVID-19. In football news, Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers used a press conference yesterday to air his grievances and explain why he stayed away from OTAs and minicamp. One of those reasons was his desire to serve as a recruiter and evaluator of free agents. Rodgers says the team didn't have any plans for him beyond the upcoming season, and he was also displeased by the way the team has allowed several star players to leave, some without any contract offer. Rodgers wasn't sure he'll be a Packer beyond this season. I'm Jesse King.